This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition beginning discussions on provincial assembly seat sharing. Government enforcing time card system to prevent road accidents during festive season. And Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi vows to deal decisively with widespread unrest. Now the news in detail. The ruling coalition is discussing the distribution of seats for the provincial assemblies from today. Secretary of the ruling coalition's task force, Keshav Raj Joshi, informed today's meeting will discuss seat sharing in provincial assemblies. He added, the top leaders have almost come to a conclusion about the sharing of seats in the House of Representatives election. Leaders of the ruling coalition have intensified meetings in a bid to narrow down the differences on seat sharing in the November 20th general elections. The government has decided to observe the Visit Nepal decade for stimulating the tourism sector. Secretary at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Suresh Adhikari, said that a decision has been made to celebrate the Visit Nepal decade to activate and revive the tourism sector, which has been dented by COVID-19 pandemic. Addressing the Nepal Hospitality Conclave 2022 hosted by Hotel Association Nepal, HAN, yesterday, Secretary Adhikari said a meeting of the Council of Ministers on Friday had decided to celebrate the decade from 2023 to 2033 as the Visit Nepal decade. The foreign tourist arrival was around 1.2 million in 2018 and 19 prior to COVID-19 pandemic. The government is enforcing the time card system in public transport operating on long routes in a bid to prevent accidents and for efficient traffic management during the festive season. The biggest festivals of Nepalese, Dasain, Tihar and Chhath, are only a week away. They together last for about a month. The time card system is also being enforced with a view to discouraging the tendency of driving at high speed to reach the destination earlier. The meeting chaired by Home Ministry spokesperson and the committee coordinator, Phanindramari Pokharel, decided to strictly prohibit travelling on the hood of buses or vehicles or hanging. As per the information shared by the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Department of Transport Management will make arrangements for conducting mechanical checks at the main places in the Kathmandu Valley on vehicles operating on the medium and long routes beginning today. The Food Management and Trading Company Limited, FMTCL, has said it is effortful to ensure an adequate supply of food grains in remote areas in the country, including Karnali, during festivals. Executive Director Mohan Prakash Chand said food grains would be supplied as per the quota determined on the basis of population density and need while remaining within the budget limit set by the government. The FMTCL is selling and supplying quality food grains and commodities such as rice, lentils, cooking oil, salt, sugar and beans, among others, at discounts from 45 outlets in 41 districts across the country. The state-owned company is effortful towards making available to customers the essential foodstuff at a concessional rate and in an easy manner in several remote districts. The company has also been selling goats in the Kathmandu Valley for maintaining the price balance in the sale and supply of goats during the festive season. The volume of Chinese goods imported from Rasuagari transit point on the Nepal-China border has increased this year compared to the previous one. Only 14 containers carrying various imported goods used to pass through this transit point in a day following the decline during COVID-19 pandemic. Rasua Customs Office said these days as many as 21 containers are transiting through this checkpoint on a daily basis. The import through the Rasuagari transit point recently resumed from September 15th after a long hiatus. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi has vowed to take action against protesters after more than a week of anti-government demonstrations. President Raisi pledged to deal decisively with the protests, which have now spread to most of Iran's 31 provinces. Officials say some 35 people have been killed since protests broke out over the death of Mahsa Amini, in police custody. Meanwhile, Reformist Group, the Union of Islamic People's Party, has called for the mandatory dress code to be repealed and for peaceful demonstrations to be allowed. Amnesty International has warned that evidence it gathered pointed to a harrowing pattern of Iranian security forces deliberately and unlawfully firing live ammunition at protesters. An independent rights group has said hundreds of people have been arrested by authorities as protests against Russia's new partial mobilization continue across the country. Widespread demonstrations have broken out since Russian President Vladimir Putin announced plans to draft 300,000 men to fight in Ukraine. But Mr. Putin's move to draft civilians into the military has sparked large-scale protests in urban areas, with more than 1,000 people being detained at demonstrations earlier this week. Elsewhere, other young Russians continue to flee mobilization by seeking to leave the country. On the border with Georgia, queues of Russian cars stretch back more than 30 kilometers, and the Interior Ministry has urged people not to travel. South Korean military officials have said North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile off its east coast. It came after a U.S. aircraft carrier arrived in South Korea to participate in joint drills and ahead of a planned visit by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris. South Korea's military said it detected a short-range missile fired just before 7 a.m. local time today close to Taekyeon, more than 100 kilometers north of Pyongyang, which flew about 600 kilometers at an altitude of 60 kilometers. Earlier this month, North Korea passed a law declaring itself to be a nuclear weapons state, with leader Kim Jong-un ruling out the possibility of talks on denuclearization. Despite widespread sanctions, Pyongyang conducted 6 nuclear tests between 2006 and 2017. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Karnali province and Sudar Pashchim province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rain to very heavy rainfall at a few places of Sudar Pashchim province and at one or two places of Lumbini and Karnali province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in province number 1, Madhes, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province, and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of very heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Sudar Pashchim province tonight. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 19.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 28.6 degrees Celsius with 3 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Ruling coalition beginning discussions on provincial assembly seat sharing. Government enforcing time card system to prevent road accidents during festive season. An Iranian president, Ibrahim Raisi, vows to deal decisively with widespread unrest. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.